Blog Talk Radio.
On live, y'all know the vibes, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. Watch what's good, my G.
What's poppin', King?
You know the vibes already, man. Let's get into this, Watts. Ransom Heavy is the head project, Watts. Let's get into this, man. Me and you both rock out with Ransom Heavy. I don't think, no disrespect to anybody else out there. I'm pretty sure they do a hell of a job also. But I think you and I have been tackling every Ransom project within the last year or 2 years that you and I have done this show. And I felt you and I, from Directors 1 to Directors 4 to all other projects, that he hasn't missed, right? First off, before we get into the meats and potatoes, are you surprised that he came with another banger, in your opinion?
No, I'm not surprised at all. He's been telling us on social media for months, I got so much heat, I got songs that haven't come out yet. I've never held on to music this long. His 7 project was completed last year, and it came out last month, and that was a fire. Complex gave voice to 5-9 verse of the year off of that project. So we definitely know he has, I think he has a lot of stuff in store. So I am not surprised.
Watch, did you say they gave Royce, was that Grind song? Was it the verse they gave it to Royce, verse of the year?
Complex did the best verses, the top 20 verses of the year, and Royce's verse, you know, the verse me and you talked about?
Yes.
They gave that one of the best verses of the year. So the point I'm making is that he's been saying for a while now that he has a lot of heat coming.
And once again, consistency has to be next to Ransom's name. Bars, lyrics, good music, rapping off dope beats. Royce, I know you out here saying check the boxes, Watts. Can we say Ransom checks the boxes, sir, when it comes to hip-hop music, sir?
I don't subscribe to check the boxes. I think that's a cute little phrase, but that's not real to me. Mobb Deep didn't check all the boxes. Mobb Deep made straight murder music. They made murder music straight up. That's it. And that was good enough for me and you.
Facts. Love that. So, 5 mics material. Let's get into this, man. Heavy is the head Ransom project. First joint, Lord Stark. I like this joint, man. I play this game without stretching because I destroy joints. Ran is at it again. I am fully mapped with the pen like Lonzo and LaMelo. Just feeling ill with a ballpoint. You trying to flip a 9-to-5. Somebody call Royce. Love the wordplay from Ran. When you do this, do it aggressively, nigga. Said it better, because I'll be talking excessively. Slick, oh, he said slicker, especially on Twitter. Run your mouth, stupid. There is no way I'll do this. Talk to me, Watts, about Lord Stark, man.
I mean, just the fact that even reading the lyrics, the man's flow was so incredible, it's even hard to catch the pace and the flow of the delivery, because you were reading the same thing I wrote down, and it's just like, yo, he's going dumb. So the first thing we need to say is that the songs on this album is a concept. This is basically Game of Thrones. He took different scenes, different titles from Game of Thrones, and just named it every song. So every title is part of Game of Thrones, including the ending. When we get to the ending, I'll explain why that's even dope. Turns this into a concept album that he completed in 1 week. Okay, so if y'all really want to know, he completed this album in 1 week. This is a fire way to set it off. And like you said, Rance sets this off making it clear that he is an elite rhyme spitter. Why would you want a piece of the pie when you got the recipe, nigga? When you do this aggressively, nigga, I mean, I have it written down. It's hard to even, like,
the way he rapped it. Because the way he raps and the pockets he goes into, talk about a lot that Rand be going in different pockets, my nigga.
Rand uses different flows in one verse. He's going in and out of flows. You know what I'm saying? And like you said, it was the same thing. He was like, run your mouth, stupid. There's no way in hell you able to do this, evoke your spirit like a devout Buddhist. Like, it was just, he was just dumbing out, man. Fire first verse, man. Fire first verse. Lord Stark.
Next song, watch All the King's Men, featuring Mickey Sacks. Mickey! And JR. From what I understand, JR is Ransom's artist. I love this beat. This beat gave me a feel like a 90s cool G-Rap kind of vibe. I don't know why G-Rap, for whatever reason, his name popped into my head as I'm hearing these niggas rap and as I'm hearing the beat. Rand sets this off lovely. Lord to the ghetto, king to the street corner, police warn us. This is where life expects to meet karma. Street sagas told by a torture sinner who preach horror. Man, the niggas that Peter Parker swinging through broken cities that we fathered, teach toddlers, flashy convicted felons that beat charges, peach cobbler, food for your thought if you want your peace larger. This nigga was wildin'. And yo, man, Mickey Facts, man, for all the people trying to front on Mickey Facts or try, you know, or I see people trying to beat up on Mickey a little bit with the Royce thing. And like I told niggas, me and Watson, we had to give him Mickey flowers, his flowers last year on a project he had. I thought Mickey Facts put a dope verse, Watts. I thought Mickey was floating on this song, man. Adult was an avid reader, learning through pages I've kept in trapper keepers, master thinkers, studying painting hanging galleries, strategies, Japanese sneakers, I'm flying past Koreans. When Mickey said flooding the net, somebody grabs Serena back and forth. What's all the racket for? I catch it either. And then the brother JR, man, he sounded like a little bit of K-Dot to me, a little bit like Kendrick with his voice a little bit in the beginning, man. But the words of wisdom, looking for validation, can hurt your vision. Thirst decisions hit you head on. That's the worst collision. Rock with this song. Watch. Talk to me, man.
This is another super fire dope song. What I want to highlight to you is something that Rand did throughout this album, and I will highlight every time he did it, was when he made his superhero comic book references. And I'm so happy, Three, that you highlighted the first one when he said Peter Parker swinging through broken cities. Because you know Peter Parker is Spider-Man, and you know that comes from comic books. So I love that once again, hip-hop collides with comic book culture, and you have to accept it. Okay? And once again, just to show you how me and you, and this is what throws me off, me and you, we hear the same thing in hip-hop. Okay? Same verses you quoted, I quoted the same thing. That, like, when I listened to it, that's what I wrote down. Everything you said about Ransom's verse, the way he set it off. And let's get to Mickey. Mickey came in crazy. You know, and everything you said was fire. Avid reader, learning through pages I've kept in Trapper Keepers. That meant something to me because I remember going to school with the Trapper Keeper notebook.
Trapper
like, that
Keeper,
was a
God.
fire line to me. Cause you, I mean, like that was the notebook you would get to go to school. So that line hit hard, B. I like JR. I got JR project that came out. Ransom, every song Ransom has with JR is fire. Every song. So once again, the collaborations on this album is fire. This was a dope collaboration song. I like that everybody who gave Ran verses for this, they rapped like they wanted to prove something. Mickey clearly proved he's dead nice. If anybody doesn't know, he's dead nice.
Yes.
And for people who just want to know, is Mickey nice? Before any of you guys jump out the window, y'all got to listen to his project with P.A. Dre.
Yeah, man.
Y'all got to listen to that first before y'all make – because you sounding crazy if you don't think Mickey's one of them dudes. Mickey been in the booth with niggas like Styles P and Corey Guns. Like, he's been in the booth and in the studio with them. So be clear, he's been in the booth with the dead nicest people also.
I liked this project a lot last year. I think you and I both gave it four mics. I think we both hailed that project as one of the dope projects last year. And if memory serves me right, when we did our 2020 recap, both of us had Mickey Facts in our top 10 of projects last year.
There's no question about that.
You know what I mean? Track 3 Watts, Ransom the Destroyer, Ransom solo joint, tell the Lord to jump in the back seat. Lucifer is about to hold the wheel, because when you deal with money, the roots of evil will broke a deal. He said, plus I've been around for the whispers. I know some shit I won't reveal. A funny game, you got to know the drill. Walter Payton, because I'm the greatest, the truth will bear our soldier feel. Ah! Woo! I bet they all clam up for this cocaine speech that I spit with a Rand grammar. Like, this nigga was wilding on here, man. But the desk for everyday struggle line watch, no hook, just Rand giving his bars watch. Talk to me.
Well, this was a Rand body bag verse. And what did I tell you? I said I'm going to highlight every time Rand makes a comic book superhero reference. And you started it, but you didn't finish it, so I will finish it for you. The cocaine speech I spit with raw grammar, spit verses, even the Lord slanders, no more grammar, dropping shit on this world as heavy as Thor's hammer. Yes, as heavy as Thor's hammer. Another comic book superhero reference for you. Now let's get into his battle rap sports double entendre bag.
Yes. Facts. Facts.
You never wilt under pressure, score 100 points in the game. I'm like, wilt under pressure. That was fire. And you fake sports analogy dudes don't know what you're talking about. None of you crisp and sawed ass niggas acknowledge 60s NBA basketball. Y'all sit on it. Y'all act like the Oscar Robertson, Bill Russell, Wilt Chamberlain era don't exist. Well, it does exist. And Ransom is reminding you, and he spit a fire double entendre.
That Walter Payton.
One verse of pure
soldier
fire.
That was crazy. The next one, Watts, that's been getting a lot of traction on social media for the last 24 hours and change, Watts, is the Red Wedding featuring RJ Payne. One of the best collaborations this year, in my opinion, in a duo song. I thought Papoose and Crooked Eye, which I love their song, a lot of Papoose tape. But this beat is insane. And I feel like when you're going into your comic book bag, the production on this album is what I'm going to be harping on a lot, Mr. Watson. I love the production on this album, man. RJ Payne came through and set this shit off lovely. You know what I mean? And listen, Watts, I know, we know that Rand and Rome Streets are supposed to drop a project, and obviously you and I would talk about the Rome Streets feature in a minute, but dogs, do the Streets really want to Rand and Rome Streets over Rand and RJ Payne? Watch, let's go there first, King.
They are spoiling us. every time Ransom and RJ Payne do what me and Three believe all great MCs are supposed to do when they get on a track with each other. I mean, I don't want to sound crazy, but Big and Jay only been on the mic with each other two times, and we loved it. They both displayed all their skills. They wasn't trying to do anything. They were just trying to show how nice they are. And that's where Rand, and that's what RJ Payne do every time. I think this is the fourth song they've done together that we've heard. And every single one is them attacking the beat and body backing it. I know there have been rappers to say, oh, I need you to rap about something. I need you to... No. I don't need none of that. I need you to get on the mic and do what the Red Wedding did. Now, quick sidebar. The Red Wedding is a title of one of the greatest episodes in the history of Game of Thrones. And what makes that so dope is, if you talk to people about the Game of Thrones, everybody knows the Red Wedding is arguably the greatest episode in the history of Game of Thrones because of what it did to the whole series. It changed the whole series. Everybody I speak to, the first song they talk about is Red Wedding. Like, it immediately impacted. They was like, yo, I heard that joint Red Wedding with RJ Payne. Yeah, me and Three have been telling y'all about RJ Payne for the last 2 years. We've been telling
That's
y'all about him, okay?
That's a fact.
And, yo, RJ Payne said it.
But let me go ahead real quick before I get into the missing cranes of the joint though. Do you think that I'm just saying I'm not trying to boot out Rome Streets watch because you know I'm a Rome Streets guy. You know I rock a Rome Streets hard body. I'm just asking a question that dogs, everybody, listen, I love Papoose and Crooked Eye, but I didn't see people going this crazy. Besides me and you, Watts, I didn't see people going this crazy like this over this Red Wedding song, my nigga. Have you?
Yes, I have. I have a Twitter crew, and we are going crazy. We treat Overrated the way it deserves to be treated, the way me and you treat it, as just two dope MCs going crazy. Like, let's be real. These are the Overrated and this are the two best songs with two MCs get on the mic and go back and forth, and go back to back. Like, for me, like, it's the best. Now, let me just say this about the Rome Streets. Remember, the Rome Street album is done, according to Ran. And guess what?
Yeah, just don't stand by.
And guess what? Everything Rome Street is saying, I am super hyped for it.
I
want to see Rome Street on Ransom. But the thing is,
I rock the Rome Streets hard body. You know that. Hard
yeah,
body.
No, I know that. I know that. So I definitely want to see that. But here's where we're just being spoiled. Ran and RJ Payne are rapping on a "We are the best rappers in all of hip hop," and every time we get on a track together, we prove it. So that's
and
why we want to hear these
I
niggas.
I think also when RJ Payne put the tweet out there, because remember now, all this Nicki Facts, Royce, Lupe, Young Guru, all this conversation really started when Payne put the tweet out there. When Payne put the tweet out there that me and Rand are the niggas writing, all those niggas right now, then you saw Royce come in and then Mickey and everybody started coming out the woodwork. And I like that. I like the energy. So really, I want to credit Payne, because Payne puts that tweet out there, then it's like, you know what I mean? And I got to be honest, man, this brother Payne sets this shit off love, man. Pun is still alive. Now you witnessing Skinny Christopher, penicillin flow through my pen. I wrote plenty of literature. The nigga said, "Don't battle me, warning niggas." That admittedly, I snapped two titties on one drum. Accuracy would match. Infinite potential. Rip this instrumental. My temperamental is shit essential. No pens or pets. This nigga is wilding on here, man. And then Rand just came out, and I felt he shut the coffin on this song, man. You don't address the wounds and the past. We said you don't address the wounds and the past, then you still continue to bleed from it. I just need some relief from it. My speech punished niggas who speak rugged with weak stomachs. Kill a rapper that's rated high on a list of each pundit. Keys of coke spinning the block with shooters is redundant. That was hard to me. That line was tough right there, man. Talk to me, Watts. Love this song, man.
RJ Payne, like you said, came out the gate swinging with a source verse of the month. I mean, immediately. I mean, think about how you started. Semi-blinkature, any temperature, pun is still alive. Now you witnessing Skinny Christopher. I immediately stopped and said, hold up. I got to rewind it. Cassette tape style. Stopped it, had to go back. And it was like, yo, he's really going off on this.
Fire my verse.
I mean, listen. Pun is still alive. Now you witness the Skinny Christopher penicillin flow through my pen. I wrote plenty of literature. These
literature.
Fucking rappers come to an end if I send a signature.
Yeah,
wow. I mean, just wild out.
Wild.
Rand said, "I'm very harsh, but I speak with purpose. Was lying beneath the surface. Try and you'll find some diamonds in recent verses. Release the curses. I believed in churches. Believe in worship, but I'm dark as suits and shades as a secret service." I was like,
hard.
Goodness gracious. Because you know how the secret service dudes, they wear black suits and they wear shades.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh,
yeah,
this
was hard.
Is
tough.
This is just going to be a highlight song. And let me tell you what I love about this song. This song now puts everybody who claims they cover hip-hop for a living on the spot. Because all of this verse of the year, rap, all of this, now, y'all niggas don't, y'all have no credibility in hip-hop if y'all try to ignore this project. Like B-Dot, like all these platforms that pay people to cover hip-hop. Y'all keep ignoring Ransom. Y'all have no credibility. None.
Copy that. Next song, Watts, Tyranny. Let me say this, Watts. This is one of my favorite songs on here, man. This is that, what did Rand say? This is that butter, that pure white. Like Rand said, this is that soul for the heart, that shit mama be talking about. I love this beat. It's soulful ass song, man. The best thing you can do for poor people is not be one of them. So I ain't going to be one of them. These same motherfuckers that's trying to humble them. It wasn't around for the stomach humblings. I don't feel the need to record with liars. I'm often biased. I'm for all the survivors. Have y'all have your jaw with wires if you thought to try us. Deshaun Watson with the foreplay. Bring the Texan. Because most of you bitches rub me the wrong way. Talk to me, Watts. I love this joint, man.
Yo. Like, can Rand rap three?
I think he's the nicest nigga, period, right now, man. We're not playing no more, Watts. He's the nicest nigga right now. Facts. Come on, man. We've been doing this too long with Rand, Watts. We're doing this too long, man. The nigga's just dumb nice, man. And making quality music. And sorry about Watts. He's not getting credits, because if you look at the credits, he's co-producing these joints. All these joints is Rand is co-producing, if you look at the credits. But that's another story. Yeah, Watts.
Like you said, man, this his flow alone over the soulful beat where he's just rapping like it's so effortless to him. It's just mind-boggling. And it's the level of lyricism that matters. In an effort to control the flames, I was supposed to change like Clark Kent into Superman. There you go, three, another sports, another comic book reference, three. Three, you heard that. You said it again. You heard another one. Now you want to know why these rappers, you know, read comic books. Yeah, they do. I suppose it changed like Clark Kent to Superman, but still I'm stuck in the lowest. But still I'm stuck in the lowest,
lane. That was hard.
Yo, double entendre with Lois Lane wordplay. Because he wasn't actually talking about Lois Lane, Superman's girlfriend. He was saying he's stuck in the Lois Lane, meaning he don't get the props he deserves because y'all constantly elevate rock MCs over him. Anyway, that's why my soul is cold as rain, but I'm still steady as a soldier's aim. I spill spaghetti when I blow your brain. Is you ready for this poker game? Don't let my ace come and fold your frame. Yo, he was just pure 5-mic rapping on him, man.
He's rhyming at a high pace. He's rhyming at a high pace right now. When I say high pace, watch. The quality of the music, the bars, the double entendres, the playing of words. You know what I'm saying? And I think also Rand's love for battle rap, you can kind of tell a lot through some of the lines. And I think it's different for me and you because contrary to other people, no disrespect, you and I are writing down these bars. So it's different when we're listening to it and we're writing these shits down. And that's what me and Watson do. We actually write down the bars, but that's a whole different story. So, yeah, man, I love this song a lot, Watts. You know what I mean? Next song, Watts, Black Water featuring Rome Streets, man. Listen, dope beat, Watts. Once again, production high, very high on this album. Let me just be clear right now, dogs. There's not a beat on here that's whack. There's not a beat on here that, as a person that loves hip-hop, that I love the beats. If I'm a rapper and I'm hearing these beats, I'm going to rap on these beats. Like, I'm pretty sure when Rand gave Rome Streets hear this beat, Watts, Rome Streets had to be worked. It's a go. Let's get it. Let me just get in my groove right quick. You know what I mean? I swear I can hear Jay-Z on this beat. I'm not going to lie to you. I can hear Hov actually on this song. Rand said, I broke out the chains while watching you slaves run. It hurts being a slave, but it's worse when you're willing to stay one. The winner shouldn't lose. Turn around and think is the hater fault. I like the hook by Rand. I'm here for a Rome Streets verse. And like Watson said earlier, when the Rome Streets and Rand project is already done, I rock with Rome Street heavy, man. You do just doodle and don't do nothing creative. Every verse you heard from me, the beat I cremated, had 4 bullets in a clip and a weak safety. Got low for a week, then I'm back on the streets gravy. Do what I got to do to pay me. I also like the scratching at the end of this song. I'm a sucker for that because that's the era me and Watson come from where niggas rap. And at the end of the song, niggas is doing scratches. because there's two songs on here where Rand had the scratches going on towards the end of the song. So I'm just going to highlight that. That's something me and Watts look at, shit like that. But yeah, Watts, talk to me, man. Black Order, King.
Okay, before I give you my take, talk to me about the guitar throughout the song.
I love the guitar, nigga. I fucking love the guitar. The guitar's fire, my nigga.
Okay, fire. Okay, because I'm like, hold on. Yo, that guitar shit was really dope.
That's what
now,
I said in the beginning. I said, beat the guitar talks to your soul, nigga. That's what I got my notes. Talks to your soul.
This is where Rand is just, like, he's different. Rand sets this off paying homage to Jay-Z. And he said, I repeat, if I shoot you, then I might be brainless.
Yep.
But if you shoot me, well, there will be a hit on your family, and then your wife is brainless. Wipe the stainless off, niggas. Ain't the cloth that I came across. I stop you dead in your tracks and blow your train of thought. Man, I say, this is insane. And that was insane. And if you guys did not pick up the second he said that was a play on words from Hove, from Future's Watching, you a fake Hove fan like I know most of you niggas are. Like I know most of you niggas are. But I'm pointing that out.
I think people call us that Jay-Z line, though, son.
Huh?
I think if people hear that verse, that line stands out, though, if you listen to it. It just stands out.
I'm just saying for the people that say Jay-Z's their goat, if they didn't catch that immediately,
right?
Rome Streets. That's why I said a Ram Rome Streets album.
I love Rome Streets.
A Ram Rome Streets album will not miss. We know it's not going to miss. So, so you know, once again, you said the same thing I said. You do and don't do nothing creative. Every verse you heard from me, Beats, I cremated. You know that mess on the beat. But then he said, Rome Streets had a 5-mic movie reference flip. He said, cold-hearted, I show you the heat in HD like Michael Mann.
That was a super
fire line. I was like, oh, shit. Yeah, man. This is, once again, another dope collaborator song.
The niggas that had 4 bullets in a clip and a weak safety. I love that. Yo, that J-Rock gun talk. You do it right there. I was fucking with that. Next song, Watts, Off With His Head, featuring Lou from the Paradise. Now, let me go ahead, Watts, and let me ask you a question. Lou from the Paradise, is this a group? Because I thought it was one person at first. But then I'm hearing different voices, so I'm not familiar with
the
whole thing about me. I do not front.
Okay, so that's one person. The other two guys, it's one person. Vinny Paz and Ill Bill are underground super legends.
Well,
I've seen them perform. I've seen them perform live.
On Tidal, they do a disservice, and I texted to Rand. On the song of Mickey Facts, right, they don't have JR's name on the credits. And Rand said, you know, that's a problem. He has a problem with that. And they don't have – all they have is Ransom featuring Luke from the Paradise.
Dog.
Even on the credits, they don't have their name on there.
Vinny Paz is a legendary white MC, and so is Ill Bill. They're both white, and they are dead nice, and they've been rapping on the underground scene for over 20 years. The last two niggas. I'm not talking about Lou from the Paradise.
No, that's what I'm talking about. Yeah, I'm saying their names are not on the credits for us.
Yeah, I know, but what I think is so amazing. Well, see on because I'm looking at it on Apple Streaming. Apple Streaming got their names on here, so
I text Rand right away and I said, "Yo, son, the Mickey Facts, JR's name not on here, and these other brothers' names not on the tracks."
Yeah, but on Apple Music, their names are there, though. So, I didn't even know that was happening.
Title.
Elliot Wilson, the guy you think is the playlist guy, he don't know what the fuck he's doing. That's why. Playlist title-ass niggas. How they don't know who Vinny Paz and Ill Bill is? I never heard of Vinny Paz and Ill Bill. Ill Bill did a fucking album with all the producers from Illmatic.
I don't know why. I don't know who's in charge of that. I don't know who's in charge of writings and shit like that, but they got to do a better job. Title, this is not the first time. Y'all have a tendency to do this a lot of times with artists where the feature person, y'all don't put the nigga's name on there. I think y'all doing people the services that, not me and Watts, but other people that might listen to artists and not familiar with that person's name, just their voice. You know what I'm saying? I think that's, they got to do a better job. Again,
This is not even the first time Rand has done a song with Vinny Paz. He's been on Vinny Paz's album before, so they know each other. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, Vinny Paz, is a known ill rhyme spitter, completely known. And what's dope about this to me is that Rand made this album for hip hop. It's a hip hop album.
Mm-hmm.
He's not trying. See, so let me tell you something funny about Rand. Rand doesn't have to do songs with The Lox, because we already got songs with The Lox. Rand doesn't have to do songs with Rick Ross or Lil Wayne, because he already has a song with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne. It's on DJ Clue's album. So all of this, these are not bucklers. Yo, I need to do a song. Rand is at the point he wants to get with the legendary producers. He's rapped with The Lox over. He got songs and videos with Styles P and Raekwon. He got songs and videos with them. So that's done already. So that's not stuff he's looking for. I really appreciate. First of all, I love that verse from Lou from the Paradise. like the way he was spitting. Read what you said before I say my shit on this song.
That beat is fire. Our tempo, dark and spooky. I'm off the practice like I'm out of the eye. Don't got an alibi. You had to die. Now there's no more drama like Mary Blige. And, Rand was wilding on here. I like this song a lot, man. I like this song. I like this collaboration a lot. Like you said earlier, every collaboration on this song, on this project, makes sense and it hits. It didn't sound forced. And it sounded like niggas knew and respected Rand so much that they respected him enough to come with dope verses. And I'm always going to salute niggas that when they see a nice nigga like this.
Himself, the rap version of Marvin Hagler. Once you say that, I know what you're talking about. I know exactly what you're talking about. Because first of all, for people who don't know, Marvin Hagler is arguably the greatest middleweight of all time. No,
I think he is.
Never been knocked out. Never even been close to being knocked out. Now, Lou from the Paradise, I like Lou from the Paradise flow and his verse, and I like what he said. He said, Rand told me to keep it 16 spitting. That's because he knew that if he didn't, I'd go 16 minutes. This shit crazy. And then Vinny Paz and Ill Bill closed it out. Vinny Paz went, spit aggressive. Yo, the way you heard Vinny, that's how Vinny Paz always raps. And Ill Bill, man, if I go into Ill Bill and some of his catalog and some of the songs he got, I'll just say this about Ill Bill. Ill Bill has an album produced by DJ Premier, P-Rock, and Lost Professor. They're the only producers on it, and it is a fire album. That's deep hip-hop nerd talk, but Rand knows who they are. This is a dope collaboration song.
Last joint, A King's Ransom, another soulful song. Rand rapped for 2 minutes and just getting busy. Now, Rand, when you did say rape your wife, bleed line, that was kind of vicious to me. I was like, oh, okay. Very like, wow. But this is Rand closing out this project, man. I'm rocking with King's Ransom. Watch, talk to me. Very soulful song, man.
So let me tell you what's so dope about this. Game of Thrones, the first season, Rand rapped the show, how the show ended. So you remember he's rapping, right? And he's rapping as the king, but before he finishes his verse, his head gets cut off, right? That's how the verse ends. So this completes the fact that he did a concept album, because on this last song, Rand is rapping, but he's rapping from the perspective that he's the king in King's Landing, and then he gets his head cut off. And that is exactly how season one of Game of Thrones ended. And it was ill because he rapped the final scene. Like, that was so ill about it. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm thinking to myself, is Rand rapping what happened at the end? And that's what he did.
And then he didn't finish his verse because his head got cut off. And that's exactly how shocking the end of Game of Thrones, the first season, was. So this was not only a concept album. This not only had incredible beats, and let's say his name so he gets his props so we can really put it in perspective. Big Ghost LTD. Big Ghost LTD. The reason why all you guys know him, because he does a lot of Griselda albums. That's why y'all know who he is. And y'all also know who he is because he did a Conway album this year that we reviewed. Big Ghost LTD. So guess what now? Now Big Ghost LTD did a Ransom album. So here's so what's the next question I want to ask? I want to know.
RJ Payne.
RJ Payne.
Yeah.
And so check this out. And are you ready for this? Yeah. I wouldn't mind seeing the PA Dre Rain album. On the strength of the soul for beats he gave Mickey Sax.
I like that. I would not have a problem with that either. I really would not have a problem with that.
Remember, and then on the strength of the beats he gave RJ Payne on Leatherface 3.
And my dream collaboration watch is Papoose, Crooked Eye, RJ Payne, and Ransom on one track. That's what I want.
That could easily happen. You know that. That could easily happen. So
this one verse, and then Papoose and Crooked Eye go back and forth like Jaden Styles, and then Rand and Payne go like Jaden Styles and close it out.
That would be – here's the thing. You know what I like about that song? That song would be like Slaughterhouse.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I'm talking about the first Slaughterhouse song when they all just got on the mic and got – listen, I'm not talking about the group. I'm just talking about
– I'm just talking about
– right, and because – right. And here's the thing. That's my favorite kind of rapping because it shows you, it highlights and shows how nice you are. You know what I'm saying? There's clearly a disconnect what's going on in hip hop right now. I mean, me and Three are not living in a foreign place. Me and Three have lived every era of hip hop. You know, we're not going to just sit here. Like when we tell you, yo, in 1998, DMX and Big Pun were like MVPs. Like when we tell y'all that, we're not making
that's
it up.
Right.
If we tell y'all in 1996, Nas dropped, Jay-Z dropped, Mobb Deep dropped, Outkast
drop. All Eyes on Me. Like
but if we're telling you, yo, this is the best rhyme of it ever. We can go to every year and do that. If we're telling y'all that in 2021, Rand right now is spinning at the highest level out of everybody dropped, we're not making it up.
Yep.
We're making it up. This is we hear it. I don't know what y'all want us to do or what say. Hello, who we not listening to? We heard him.
Another banging album. Watch, how many mics you giving this, fam? Let's go ahead first. Where you going with it?
I'm going to quote you. I'm not playing no more with Rand. Rand is the best rapper out. Isn't that what you said? No more playing games in 2020?
I'm not
playing games anymore. I always keep doing this to albums that I find no fault with. I'd be like, yo, I'm giving it 4.5, but I don't know if I should give it 5 because, you know. But this time, I can't not give it 5. This is a 5 mic to me, man. 5 mic. My nigga, okay, I'm gonna keep it more 100 with you. Do you like every song on here better than One Time for Your Mind?
Yeah. Yo, why is One Time for Your Mind be the parameter?
You know why? You know why, Three? Because Illmatic is a 5 mic classic. Even though me and you both don't fuck with One Time for Your Mind, right?
No, I don't. No, I don't fuck with it.
We don't fuck with it.
So, and it's not trash. So, it's not trash, but I just won't fuck with it.
Man, One Time for Your Mind is not. That's my point. So the reason why I'm saying I'm doing what you said. I'm not fucking around and beating around the bush no more, man. 5 mics, man.
Wow. You know, I'm playing for real, huh? My brother said 5 mics. All right. I'm going 4.5. You know what I mean? I'm saying I'm going 4.5. Every song in here is fire to me. I'm 24 hours removed, and there's been times in hip-hop that even reviews that you and I have done, and I've gone back to listen to, and I'm not going to play games since we're not playing the games anymore. That Griselda project me and you did, was it last year? No, it was 2019, Watts. 2019, when Griselda dropped a project, you and I reviewed it. At the time, Watts, I thought it was a 4-mic project. It's really a light 3.5 mic project to me. So I can admit to you that I've been wrong on maybe on, you know, it takes a time. Maybe I'm like, you know, I'm going 4.5 for now. There's not a song on here that I do not like. I love the production, but I want to give it some more time before I give it 5, but I'm going 4.5. And right now, Ransom, man, Ransom, Payne, Papoose, Watts, it's going to be very interesting. We're in damn near end of July, Watts. We got a couple months to our show, our annual show in December. I can't wait for that show and the conversation we have and who's going to be number 1, 2, and 3. It's going to be very interesting, man.
So here's the thing that's funny about it. R.J. Payne is about to release an album with Stu Banger. Stu Banger's a dope producer.
There you have it.
Papoose is dropping every month. So what I'm trying to figure out is, what is going to change with this top three? That's what I want to know. Who's going to come out with something that's going to – because remember, they're now putting out volume. They're putting out quality projects, and they're putting out quantity. So that's why it's going to be –
Let me give you a sports analogy, Watts. You and I watch sports for years, and we watch sports when niggas get MVPs, right? And it comes down to the last week, right? The last month of the NBA season or football season.
Yes.
And I think this is exactly what's going to happen right here.
Here's the thing. I don't think that's going to happen. The reason why it's not going to happen with me personally, because Papoose has maintained this shit the whole year. He's maintained it the whole year. Ransom for the whole year has given you nothing but 5-mic guest verse appearances. Then he's given us 2 projects already. That's already done. If Ransom never dropped again, he's already in our top 10 for the year. You know what I'm saying? But he clearly has more music that he's going to put out. We know R.J. Payne has more music that he's going to put out. People are now going to say, yo, P-Rock, Ransom's out here talking about he's waiting for beats, and he's putting out bangers. What's going on? Do you not think he's good enough? Or do you want to do more songs with Smoke Dizza? Let me know, Prime Minister. Let me know, Chocolate Boy Wonder. Enough of this, man.
Don't do my son's song Dizza like that, man. Come on, man. Don't do that.
All right.
But also, who else? Who else in the running? Is all right. Benny, what are we doing with Benny and Conway this year?
Listen. Conway dropped 2 projects this year, so Conway is definitely going to be a factor. But I'm talking about the top three. What's going to change in the top three? If we already know Papoose got more music that's coming, we know R.J. Payne got more music that's coming, and we know Ran is definitely going to drop more music. Like, that, we know they're dropping more music. So what's going to – how is that going to change when we know this? They're going to add on to what they've already done?
I think what Papoose was doing, it just cannot be denied right now. That everyone's dropping a project.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're not going to overlook that. And then if we're both saying, like, Rand is spinning at a just another level, you know what I'm saying?
All right, take us home, Watts.
PSA Hip Hop, the home of the Archie Bunker Award shirt worn by 3 Letterman. And y'all needed to get a visual. Like, every time he said that, y'all were like, why does he go after he says that? I know everybody didn't know why he does the after he says it. Well, go to 3's IG, look at his shirt, and now you're going to understand that's the look he's looking at when you rappers do trash garbage or when you come out with a Cassidy song and get the Archie Bunker Award.
Why are we not reviewing Cassidy songs? Why are we not reviewing? What's going on?
Okay, because, man, because they sound awful. That's why.
Come on, we have a Cassidy appreciation, man. They're going to think we hate Cassidy, man.
Hey, Common Boys. Hey, Common Boys. You know that new song Cassidy's pushing where he's talking about the history of hip-hop? Tell us it's better than the Ran album we just reviewed. Tell me Cassidy's been under the Ransom right now.
Hell no, man. No, we're not doing that. I'm sorry, Cass. You're not even going to say this. It's levels, man. Right? It's levels, man. Oh, my God, man. That's what it is, man. PSA Hip Hop, man. It's your boy 3 and Watch. I know the vibes. All of you boys, man. What?
like, I want to have a conversation. I'm like, all right, cool. We'll do it in like 4 days.